It was almost 60 years ago that a company called Plato got its start. Got some funding out of University of Illinois, and it's still around. It's under the name now Edmentum, but they educate children and they use web-based learning. Talking about over a million children, 40,000 schools, every state of the union. The CEO is Jamie Candy, and she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, David. It's great to be here.
Thanks. So it's dual headquarters in Minnesota and also in Plano, really, right?
Richardson, yeah. We're Richardson. In the lovely community of Richardson, which is growing, and we've got several hundred employees that work out of that office.
All right, so the company is like 58 years old.
We are. We're actually...
But there was no internet 58 years ago.
There was not.
Well, tell me the start of this company.
It's a great story. So we started just about 60 years ago. It was a research project between Control Data and the University of Illinois. And so what they were doing then was there was an idea that at some point humans would be learning through computers. And so there were big mainframe servers set up in the University of Illinois, the Champaign-Urbana, area. And what they did is... they started with building adult learning, really workforce development courses. So how do you teach adults online things that would normally happen in a brick and mortar classroom? And that evolved over the years, and Control Data actually ended up making a business out of it and spun out Plato Learning in the late 70s, early 80s, and the focus evolved to be K-12. So we are the first online learning company in the country.
But this has got to be, this period right now has got to be the best it's been in over 60 years, or 60 years, I would think. And only because I think kids, and I'm assuming we're aiming, you know, K through 12, they're much more comfortable with computers and laptops.
Yes.
And iPads. I mean, it was a foreign thing 20 years ago to put in front of a kid, and it must have been a distraction.
Yeah, we've obviously made a lot of progress. Early on, it was very much about teaching both the child and the teacher to get comfortable with technology and using it as a process in your teaching and your instructional strategies. And now, every kid walks into the classroom, and companies like Edmentum and others, we're competing with Fortnite and some of the other games, and these kids have grown up on technology.
Yeah.
And so teachers and education technology companies, we're challenged to keep these kids engaged with the level of interaction you get from some of these games that they're playing at home.
But sometimes, my understanding is that you sometimes can give a school district the ability to teach something they don't have a teacher to teach.
Yes, that's right.
Because they just need somebody to... babysit.
That's right. So one of the biggest challenges that we have in this country is we do have a teacher shortage, particularly in rural districts or any district where you want to offer, let's say you want to offer AP courses or Mandarin Chinese, or
right.
you have a teacher who goes out on maternity leave. What we do is we offer a program called Instructional Services, where we are able to provide you a state certified virtual teacher to augment your staff in addition to the online courseware. So we do that in thousands of districts across the country.
You know, it's fascinating because I can remember, you know, working with one of my schools, and they wanted, and I said, well, why don't we, you know, we've got the space, why don't we add an extra 10 kids? I said, well, okay, if you can find a quarter of a science teacher and a half a French teacher, and because the way you have to staff up.
That's right.
And I could see how this would work. Is there anything you can't teach this way? I mean, chemistry, for example. I mean, you can't teach chemistry.
You can, right? Yeah. So we actually teach chemistry online, both in a fully virtual as well as in a blended environment. And in a blended environment, you may have kids who take a portion of the course online and then they do come into a brick and mortar classroom. But fully virtual is possible today, and we do it two ways. One is we are able to ship wet labs. So we work with other providers who actually, we call it the kitchen sink experimentation, where we can ship to that student in their home all the materials that are needed. The second way, and this is an evolving practice that we're really focused on, is virtual reality. So we can actually simulate the experience through both augmented and virtual reality, and that is something that we've invested
in. Now, you said ship it to their home.
That's right.
Are you teaching in their homes or are you teaching in the classroom?
Both. So you have an option as a charter school or a district, whatever kind of institution you are. If you want kids to come in for a portion of the time, which we do think is a good best practice for kids who can, to get that interaction, they'll have
right.
blended environments where they will come in and do some things within a school setting or a lab setting. And then we have schools who have to serve kids who need to be or want to be fully virtual from their home, and we can serve that student as well.
Okay, so what about ranges in age? How low can you go? And I guess there's no high end.
Yeah, so our focus is we predominantly serve K through 12 students, but we do go as high as the adult learner who is either in college and needs some developmental education courses, or an adult who's going back to get their GED or equivalent, we will also offer programs for that adult.
You know, we were talking before you came on, and this is a somewhat crowded field. I guess I didn't realize that there were that many players in this field.
It is a growing field.
Do you carve it up? I mean, you specialize in different areas or geographics?
Yeah, so we actually focus on three areas. So digital curriculum. So that is the curriculum that we put in the hands of the educator to decide how much or little you want to personalize online instruction for your kids. That's number one. Second area is low stakes assessment, so interim assessment that is designed for classroom. So I teach you something.
Low stakes.
So there's high stakes, which is your state testing. So that's the stuff that we talked about earlier. And then there's low stakes, which is every teacher teaches a concept, a skill, or a lesson. They have to figure out if their kids actually understand it. So you formatively assess them. Those are the types of programs that we offer at Edmentum. And then the third area that we focus on is that virtual teaching that we talked about, the education instructional services.
You know, I like that. I mean, a virtual Bunsen burner is just a heck of a lot
It's pretty cool.
I mean, you really have that?
Yeah, we really do.
That is cool. Uh-huh. I like. So tell me about, how'd you end up in Richardson?
So we actually started, Plato Learning went through a period. We were the research project that I told you about. We were a public company for many decades, and then we were taken private by private equity.
That is why I remember the name.
Yep, so we are now private equity backed. And in the early days after we were taken private, we had an opportunity to do a few acquisitions. One of them is a very well-known ed tech company called Archipelago Learning, known for Study Island.
Right.
And Archipelago Learning was based in Uptown. And so when we did the acquisition, our former home for many, many years was in the Uptown area, which is very fun and hip, as you know.
Yeah.
And about 4 years ago, we had the opportunity to move to Richardson, which is a growing, thriving area. And many of our employees now have families and wanted a little bit more of a suburban environment. And so we had the opportunity to move the headquarters there. And that's what we did.
So where are you taking the company? You've been back as CEO for a year or so.
I have.
After a tenure before that, where's the growth? Internationally?
Yeah, so we see growth two areas. One is international. So as you look at a pretty rapid growth of international schools, those are schools that are teaching to either American or British curriculum standards. We offer programs that serve a broad range of international schools. So we do see a lot of growth there. We have an office based in Oakham, UK, and that office both serves primary schools in the United Kingdom, as well as our international schools. So that is a big growth area for us. And then the second area, which is really big in the United States right now, is personalized learning. And so what's happening in schools across the country is students are really comfortable with technology. Teachers are now becoming very comfortable with technology. And so the idea of every teacher being able to personalize what a student needs every single day, when you've got 30, 35 kids in your classroom and you've got to teach them very specifically to what they need, how do you do that as a teacher? That's a pretty lofty expectation. Technology allows you to do that. So we have developed a whole series of programs under our ExactPath product.
See, I would have thought just the opposite. I would have thought, well, my gosh, you got this canned speech and you're going to give the same course to every kid, no matter what their level of expertise is.
No, we think about it as growth, and we think that every kid has an opportunity to succeed, and they're not all starting from the same place, nor are they going to end at the same place. And so we think technology gives the teacher the ability to do that.
That's a fascinating business. Jamie Candy is the CEO of Edmentum, Edmentum. That's a made-up word.
That's right. Edmentum. Momentum. Moving forward. Think of us that way.
It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.